You are listening to listen.directcolors.com podcast episode 2. Today we're talking about tips for acid stain and sealer coverage on outdoor projects. So let's get started. I'm here with Direct Colors General Manager Shauna Turner. Hi Shauna. Our how-to guide tells customers each gallon of acid stain will cover approximately 200 square feet on most concrete. But what about rough, porous outdoor concrete? How would you advise our customers to plan for patio, driveway, or similar projects?
Well, there is a big difference between outdoor concrete and indoor concrete, and you can see it yourself when at your own home or business. Concrete indoors is finished much more smoothly, generally often machine troweled, while very little outdoor concrete is machine troweled. Sometimes a porch, maybe a patio, but never a driveway or a walkway or similar concrete, pool deck for example. So when concrete is rougher and more porous, and it's generally finished for that reason, in that manner, for safety really, people don't want to fall down when it rains. So it is a little bit rougher and it is more porous. So as a result, it does decrease the coverage area for your typical gallon of acid stain. So general rule, I would advise customers to purchase an extra gallon of acid stain beyond what the calculations suggest for those outdoor concrete projects, just to be on the safe side when you're working with more porous concrete. Of course, all of Direct Colors acid stains can be cut with water, and that's another option to consider. As long as the concrete is in good condition, that it hasn't been eroded over a long period of time because it is an older slab, you should get good reactivity from most all of the colors that we offer. But please do give us a call if you have any questions about diluting the stains and the colors you'll get as a result.
What about concrete sealers? How does porosity affect coverage rates?
Porosity is a factor, again, with concrete sealers, in some ways in particular with concrete sealers. The way that a concrete sealer typically works, and this is with respect to acrylic sealers, which is really what most people use for exterior concrete. The first coat of sealer is absorbed into the pores of the concrete and leaves very little on the surface. So if you have a more porous piece of concrete, you're going to need more sealer to complete that first coat. The second coat generally begins to develop the gloss or make a deposition of acrylic on the surface of the concrete. So that's when you really begin to see the effects of the sealer, how it accentuates the acid stain and gives you that easy to clean surface. So with concrete sealers like the acid stain, if you're working on an outdoor piece of concrete, particularly a driveway or indeed a pool deck, and many and most patios really, please do go ahead and purchase an additional gallon of the sealer to be on the safe side. And if you're working with the solvents, the sprayable satin finish or the AC1315, I would just spray it until it is gone.
Any tips on acid staining and sealing in the summer months? How does the heat affect the application process?
Well, for those of us who are living in areas of the United States that do get very hot during the summer, this is a major issue. With respect to acid staining and indeed with sealing, you really need to be doing this either very early in the morning or very late in the evening, depending on whether the concrete you're working with receives early morning sun or afternoon sun. Concrete, when it is hot, is going to be off-gassing, it's going to dry very quickly, and you just aren't going to get the best results possible from either of the two products during the heat of the day. With respect to acid staining, often our customers, when it is windy, warm, will lightly dampen the concrete using a garden hose, and I don't mean drowning the concrete, I mean dampening the concrete to give the acid stain more active time on the slab. Now, it can lighten the color somewhat, so that's a reason for avoiding the drowning of the concrete, but it will have a very insignificant effect overall. But dampening the concrete during the summer is a great way to begin your acid staining project, be it in the morning or in the late afternoon as is appropriate, to get the best possible results. Now, with regard to sealing, you have no option other than to seal early in the morning or late in the evening, depending on when sun hits that concrete. Concrete goes every day through a cycle of heating and cooling. As the concrete heats, gases are emitted, and that can really interfere with how your sealer goes down on the concrete. It often will result in bubbles that aren't very attractive when they pop. To avoid that, you would apply your sealer as the concrete is in the cooling cycle and gases are not being admitted. That will make a huge difference in how the sealer adheres, how it appears on the surface, and just simply how successful the overall application is. So if those two things can be kept in mind, you're well on your way to a successful summer concrete project.
Hey, Shauna, thanks so much.
No, thank you.
The listen.directcolors.com podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes are found at listen.directcolors.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow us on Twitter @DirectColors and Facebook. All links are in the show notes. I'm Amy Nolan. Thanks for joining us.